I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This Saturday is a day circled on many West Virginia youngsters' calendar. No, not because it's Halloween, but because it is the first of the scheduled youth antlerless hunting days in West Virginia. We'll talk more about those coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Youngsters between the ages of 8 and 14 will get the first gun hunting opportunity of the fall for deer in West Virginia on Saturday. Jim Crum is with the DNR.
I think this is coming up on our 12th year of having this, and over time we've expanded it. You know, originally it started out as a permit basis, and now it's open to youth age of 14 in any county, private land in any county that has a firearms deer season. So that's, 51 counties.
And two extra days are added around the Christmas holiday. But the first one is this Saturday. Now, the young hunter has to be accompanied by a licensed adult hunter. And parents or anyone else who's taking the opportunity to take a child hunting needs to also take the opportunity to teach a few lessons.
Well, I think safety is number one. I think safety, and then followed with a little bit of appreciation of nature itself and the other things that are out there, the trees, the other animals they're going to see, because, in some areas, some counties, they may not see deer that day, especially if depending on their skill level. But they're going to see other wildlife, so they need to understand the relationship of the nature of, how you hunt deer, where deer are going to be, why the deer are there, why the other animals are there, and just get their nature fix.
Scout the area completely and let the kid make some of the decisions on the places to set up and hunt within the boundaries of the property where you have permission. And don't make the mistake that Crum says he made of working too hard to ensure success.
You don't want to make it a bad time for him. You don't want to make it an ordeal, because there's a lot of other things that they enjoy doing besides going hunting, and especially the first time. I think I made that mistake, I think, myself with my daughter on some things, as far as you got to do this, you got to do that, and whatever. I think I wasn't thinking when I was doing that, so I was geared on the idea of success being the end product, and I don't think that maybe should be the goal.
Now get youngsters into the woods this weekend to plant the seeds for a lifetime of hunting enjoyment. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.